Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, I'm here with Bev McCullough, and I am so excited because we're going to talk about embroidery today. I feel like when I first started seeing Bev's stuff, I really identified with and loved all her embroidery stuff. So we're going to talk about her book today. She's going to show us some things. If you're on the podcast, she is going to show us a few things on YouTube. If you want to head over to youtube.com/Karina Gardner, you will be able to see some of the cool stuff that she's got, but we're going to try to do our best to explain it here on the podcast. Okay. Bev, I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's talk about how you got into embroidery. Like how, because you make beautiful stuff.
Oh, thank you. So I'm self-taught. I used to do cross stitching when I was very young, and I did like Precious Moments, and bless my parents' heart. They always put everything up. They were very sweet, but kind of got away from that for a while. It just felt like got kind of out of fashion and cross stitching wasn't as fun. But I've always been a maker. So in college, I wanted to learn embroidery, and my grandmother had an embroidery book from, I think it was either the 50s or early 60s. I still have that book, and in it, I had the little pictures. And so I just grabbed that and started practicing my stitches. And didn't really do too much other than buying kits occasionally that were in the craft store until I set up my own company. And then I started designing and things like that. So I've done it for a long time. It's one of my big passions. It's so relaxing to me and therapeutic. So I do love embroidery.
No, I do have to know this. When you're embroidering, are you just sitting and doing it in pure quiet? Are you listening to music? Are you watching a show? Like what? No. What's the Bev
what's
embroidery?
Going on?
Yeah, tell us.
So usually my days are spent up here in my studio where I am sewing or cutting or something like that. So my nights are more my evenings to hang out with family, but it's hard for me to just sit and not do anything. So that's when I embroider. So I usually have something that I'm working on in the evenings. So it's my nighttime, you know, hanging out, watching movies or TV shows or something like that. But I also do love to do it on trips. We just came back from a trip to Arizona and I was embroidering on the plane. And so I like to take it on road trips and different things like that as well.
Yeah, that feels very, I don't know, like, you know, keeping your hands busy.
Yes.
But like what era was that where it was like, you have to keep your hands busy all the time? But probably I love that. 40,
well, probably 40s. And earlier every
yeah totally yeah. I love it. Okay, so you design your own patterns now though, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that. Like how did you get into that? Like when did you get into that?
So that's been several years. I've had my blog for about 11 years. And I started off just making projects from other people. And I think that's one way to kind of build up your creativity. I was in a spot where I hadn't been making things for a long time. It's kind of we had just moved and things in life were, let's just say, not as in a good place. So I just started kind of making things other people made, following other tutorials, and it brought back that passion for creating for me. And so once I got into making things again, then I started getting ideas. And that's when I started sketching or kind of designing my own ideas in the computer. So kind of just snowballed from there.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Like, what was resonating with me was you were saying that you weren't in a good place. I think so many of us find crafting and making when we're not in a good place because we need it for ourselves.
It definitely brought me back from that place. Just having some way to express myself and something to pour of myself into, if that makes sense. I mean, of course I had my family and that was very important, but I needed something that was just an expression for me. So yeah, it made a big difference for me.
I love it. So great. So all of this embroidery, which I think you guys can get her stuff on, is it flamingotoes.com? Like, do you have patterns?
I have tons of free patterns, embroidery patterns on flamingotoes.com. And then I have a whole bunch of embroidery patterns in my shop. By the time this podcast airs, there should also be embroidery patterns that you can purchase that have the transfers on them. That is in process. So it should be in the shop by the time this airs. So a couple of options if you want to print them yourselves and just transfer them yourselves, or if you want the iron on transfer. So lots of options.
So cool. Kate, tell us about your book. How old's your book?
And my book
is just embroidery?
I'm sorry?
Is it just embroidery?
It isn't just embroidery, though it is focused on embroidery. So it's called Retro Stitchery. And it's published through Martingale. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can get it in my shop. Lots of quilt shops are carrying it. But I wanted to give people ideas for embroidery, but also ways to finish them. So everything in the book has the pattern for the embroidery piece. But if it's a project that's more than just a hoop or a framed piece, it also includes the instructions for that. So there's a pillow, there's zipper bags, there's all kinds of different fun ideas, dish towels. There's even some apparel embroidery. So lots of ways to use embroidery, but also functional ideas for actually finishing them out.
I love it. Seriously, so good. Okay, so like, what's your favorite embroidery pattern in this book?
That's hard to pick.
Like, choosing your favorite kid.
It is. So I would say I probably have two. One of which is this, this is my happy place sign that's right here. It's kind of simple, but I love how colorful it is. And I love that it's so easy to customize for whatever room. So I love color. So I made mine really bright greens and aqua and red and things like that. But it would be so pretty in neutrals or navies or, you know, different things like that. It would be really easy to customize. So that's one of my favorites. But then one of my other favorites is this home pillow. I love anything home. I love house blocks. I love home embroidery. If you look through my patterns, you'll see a big theme of anything related to do with home. So this is one of my favorites. It's a really fun pillow that has a big splash of embroidery across the front that says home, but then it also has a cute patchwork border all the way around the edge, and then a little running stitch to kind of set it all off. So
really cute. And then you guys, this pillow also, it's patchwork on the outside and it has these cute pom-poms as the edge. So instead of piping, it's got these pom-poms. Fantastic.
I'm a big pom-pom fan. Like, almost all my projects are pom-poms because they're so much more fun than anything else. So I have several other little hoops here and you can see that they're all pom-pommed as well.
Okay. So for those of you on the podcast, what she's done is she's got like an embroidery hoop. She's got embroidery, but then have you hot glued?
Yeah, that's what I do. And I have a whole tutorial. I have a tutorial in the book, but then on my website as well for how I finish these. So I'm going to flip it around and show you the back. But I trim the fabric and I glue it to the inside of the hoop. And then I glue the pom-pom trim on the wrong side or the back side of the hoop. So when it's on the wall, the pom-pom kind of just lays flush against and it looks like a frame, but more fun.
Seriously, so cute. I've never thought of doing that. I love it. It really goes with your style too. Like your overall style, I feel like. The pom-poms like kind of feel like, oh, that's just an extension of what you're doing.
Thank you.
This is amazing. So good. You guys, if you want to check out this book, I think you can get it anywhere.
Pretty much anywhere. It's in quilt shops, like Backwater Shop, but it's also at Amazon, Barnes and Noble. And then my shop is Flamingo Toast Shop if you want a signed copy.
Hey, that might be a great Christmas present for yourself, you guys, if you're looking to get into embroidery and want to try something new. Love it so much. You guys, if you want to find Bev, the best place to go get her stuff is maybe go hang out with her is maybe Instagram. Is that?
Yes. Flamingo Toes is where I am on Instagram. I also am on Facebook at Flamingo Toes. And then I have a Facebook group where we share all kinds of this. My sew-alongs are held in my Facebook group and on YouTube. So, but there's the Facebook group is a really fun way to show projects and get a lot of support. It's a very nice group, which I love. Everybody's so supportive. And that's called the Flamingo Toes Stitch and Share Club.
So fun. Oh, I love it, Bev. Thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for coming at Christmas time. This is going to be so good.
Hey, and thank you so much.
And you guys, make sure that you go check Bev out because it's fantastic. Like, all her stuff is so beautiful. I can't wait to see you. If you have left me a review recently, I can't tell you how much I thank you for it. Get on, leave a review if you want to keep seeing these kind of awesome interviews happening because it really helps the podcast. And I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.